Yeah, baby! What's up? Happy Friday to you. Sorry, I'm running a little late this morning here. It's Tony Curry sitting down here in the Tony Curry Radio Studios. We've got some fantastic shows. I talk about it every time, and I'm going to continue to talk about it until you check it out because it's fantastic. Today, When in Rome will be playing at 1 and 7 on Tony Curry Radio. Download the Tony Curry Radio app. It's Curry with a K. Takes you 5 seconds. It's free. No notifications. I'm not going to chase you down. It's great classic rock and roll, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And we've got 10 different shows. We're working on 2 more shows that we should be starting here in the next couple weeks. But today, When in Rome with Stuart Rome. The French Quarter Festival is going on this weekend. That's in lieu of the big festival going on next week, Jazz Fest. Man, New Orleans has got it going on. There is so much going on down there. It's unbelievable. Anyway, there's a band down there called Bonorama. Can't make this up. And if you're down from the New Orleans area and you've been down to the French Quarter, the French district there for their festival, you'll realize that Bonorama does all these Led Zeppelin covers. So today with Stuart Rome on When in Rome, right here on Tony Curry Radio at 1 and 7, we'll be doing all types of Zeppelin songs. It's going to be great. Andy Morgan, good morning to you. Then, of course, you can listen to those shows, all the past shows, through Spotify. You go to Spotify, search Tony Curry Radio or When in Rome with Stuart Rome. Just search Tony Curry Radio and you'll see like hundreds of different shows on our Spotify podcast platform. Also, the Damon Johnson Show continues. That show is going to be on at noon and 8. Of course, Damon recently showing pics of himself with some of his bandmates practicing up in Nashville, getting ready for their big Milwaukee show as they bring back Brother Kane. And next year will be the 40th anniversary of the release of the first of Brother Kane records. So some great stuff there. Check it out in all the shows on Tony Curry Radio on the Tony Curry Radio app. And, of course, Tony Curry Radio on the Spotify podcast. Want to thank Tommy Williams last night for giving us a work play and Ed Foster. We had a wonderful time. We had a big memorial last night for Fred Foster. Everyone knows Ed and Fred. If you haven't known, you've heard me talk about them on my show a million times. Great friends of mine, known for over 30 years, and it was like a class reunion, man. I ran into people I hadn't seen like in 30 years. It was great last night. We had a wonderful time. A couple of people showed up. We had drinks. We had laughs. Eric Waters did a fantastic job. Cash Back did a wonderful job. Thank you for your time. And also, of course, the Magic City Disco Dancers. We had a great time. But, man, just seeing all these people I hadn't seen in so long down at Work Play, it was a fantastic night. And God love you, Ed Foster. I hope you enjoyed your evening, and I hope you can enjoy and continue to live through your brother's spirit on this earth. Just a wonderful situation. Happy birthday to Peter Frampton today. Pete turns 72. I sent out to Benny Selman, good morning. I sent out some pictures of the hairy Peter. I like the hairy Peter more than the hairless Peter. The one I got now, I mean, I realize he can't really grow a lot of hair, but he can still get after it. Starts all of his shows with a 4-day creep. From the Humble Pie days, man, I love that. It's fantastic. So happy birthday to Peter Frampton. And Amber Heard turns 36. The Amber Heard, Johnny Depp thing going on right now kind of reminds me of U.S. and Russia. You can either keep it quiet and just figure it out and get along, or you can just blow the hell out of each other and we're no better off for it. But man, the pictures and the videos that are coming out of both Amber Heard and Johnny Depp are just downright ugly. They're perfect for each other. They should just beat the hell out of each other and just live a nice... I mean, seriously, you want to... We've all been in relationships where it gets a little crazy. Maybe it gets a little physical. Maybe some things are broken, some things are thrown. But Lord almighty, that relationship is crazy. Speaking of beating people up, I had several people this morning asked me about the Mike Tyson video that came out. It was funny. We were just talking about Mike Tyson last night at this Ed and Fred deal at Work Play. And I was talking to a friend of mine. I said, man, think about how many times Mike Tyson has screwed up in his life. I mean, big time screwed up. Tax evasion, rape. I mean, the biting of the ear. I mean, the guy has just been... And then still living the good life. And I'm not saying that he hasn't put himself in positions to succeed. But, Lord, I mean, if Mike Tyson can be forgiven and we're a redemptive society, it's amazing. Then the video comes out of him beating the living hell out of some guy on an airplane. And, listen, I have never thrown a punch in my entire life. I went back and someone said, have you ever punched somebody? I have never punched anybody. I've never slapped anybody. I was brought up that you deal with situations that, quite frankly, just get on your nerves. You don't hit. You don't quit. You check it back a little bit. Meditate. Count to 10, whatever it takes. words are stronger than fists, sticks and stones, blah, 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 blah. But I'm going to give Mike Tyson a pass on this, and I think it should go. We know who Mike Tyson is. We know how volatile he can be. I don't care how stoned he is or whether he's licking frogs or eating mushrooms. Evidently, this guy in this airplane had taken a selfie with Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson was very cordial, and he's been very, very open and been very accessible to people. And this guy just would not leave him alone. And I've seen this happen backstage at concerts like a million times, where a guy will be super nice, a rock and roll act, a celebrity will be super nice to you, and they'll give you 2 or 3 minutes, nice to meet you, real pleasure, thank you for all the kind words, and then you leave it alone. You're done. They turn their backs, have a nice day, and then like 3 minutes later, dude is hitting him up again, to the point where, you know, I was really nice to you. Normally someone walks up to you and you're having dinner out somewhere and you're like, hey, I hate to bother you, but, and you're like, if you hate to bother me, why are you bothering me? And usually they want an autograph or can I get a picture with my wife or a picture for my son or whatever, and that's fine. I mean, I've seen it a million times. I've seen it at NASCAR races. I've seen it at concerts. I've seen it with celebrities. I've met a ton of people. And you go, thanks. You got your time. You got your little, you know, autograph, whatever it is, and you get away and let someone else have their turn, right? And you're on a flight, so there's not a lot of room. And so I'm sitting there going, okay. And the guy just will not leave him alone. And at that point, the guy just started getting kind of nasty. And sometimes some people just need to take a knuckle sandwich. I can't believe I'm saying this because, you know, we just got done with the Chris Rock thing. But sometimes it's just a situation where the guy just needs to be shut down and the guy was just being an a-hole. And Mike Tyson gave him his time. They took selfies together. They were in the airport. Everything was all good. And the guy just wouldn't leave him alone. And at one point he's like, dude, leave me. I was nice to you. What do you want me to do? Be cordial, right? I mean, it just gets on your nerves. So I'm going to give Mike Tyson a pass, and I hope, and I know the guy's already gone to the authorities. He's going to have him arrested, blah, 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 blah. Leave him alone, dude. It's crazy. Also, today, I want to thank Jim Dunaway, LT, and Mr. Brown, Ryan Brown. They've invited me to come on the Next Round on their show later on today. So if you want to download the Next Round app, they're available on YouTube. They're all over the place, just like Tony Curry Radio is. I started mine about 3 years ago. They started theirs about a year ago, and they're killing it. They're doing a fantastic job. They're getting a ton of podcasts and everything else. So I'll be on with Jim Dunaway today from 11 to noon. So I'm looking forward to catching up with an old friend and talking some radio. We'll do some bone fragments, some trash at the table and stuff as well. So that's going to be a lot of fun at 11 o'clock today. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. I hope you're blessed. I thank you for watching. Download that Tony Curry Radio app. It'll help me. It's free. We get up to like 150,000 downloads. We're rocking and rolling. Get after it. Of course, go to Spotify. Check out our wonderful podcast platform there where you can listen to well over 100 different shows. It's going to be unbelievable. And we've got 10 different shows. We're working on 2 more shows. So we got some really cool stuff happening on Tony Curry Radio. That's Curry with a K. Check it out. And there's Jim Dunaway. Text me right now. If you have earbuds, headphones, bring them. I'll do it. And I'll bring my readers, too. It's pretty bad when someone says, don't forget to bring your glasses. I'll bring my glasses. All right. Peace. Have a great weekend. Thanks. Love you.